Hello, hello. This is Ty. Find Your Beast with Ty. Today we gonna talk about just shaking it up and just being yourself. Now I know sometimes we get into a funk sometimes, and sometimes we just need to change it up. Today, let's talk about what can we do to make a difference within ourselves. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and there's certain things sometimes that a person does in a relationship that might bother you. But you have to ask yourself, we all gonna do something in our relationships that's gonna bother you. So we have to stop, take a look at ourselves, and ask, why is it bothering us when we're supposed to be on a higher plane of looking at what can we do better? So we're gonna talk about our relationships and how we communicate to each other today. So today, let's talk about how to communicate, but also being clear and concise on your communication. Now, there's going to be times that you're going to ask yourself things I need to change, things I need to do better, but write it down, journal it. Bring out your journal. I believe in a journal. Having your journal of stopping for a second. What is it that I could do better before I point the finger at the person in my relationship? Tell them you didn't mean something a certain way, because you're not trying to make the person feel a certain kind of way. So sometimes we have to stop for a second and ask ourselves, what is it that we can do to get better? Because remember, as we learn from these different relationships, it's going to stop us or it's going to help us grow. It's going to stop us or help us grow. Because a lot of times we get afraid to say things in certain relationships with people because of that communication. We have to understand the person's love language. What is it that they like? It's not going to be the same as yours. And what is it that they don't like? Now, I want you to write down five things that you like as a person within yourself. Me, I like to serve people. I like to help people. I love hugging. I love talking with people. Now, some people don't like doing that all the time. Some people don't like to talk. They don't want to say nothing. So I got to know, okay, I got to be quiet. It's time for me to be quiet because they don't want to talk. Okay, well, I'll go on my own little, do my thing or whatever else. I'll go find something else to do. I'll find somebody else who like talking like me. Okay? There's always something out there that's missing that we won't fulfill by someone else. Your happiness comes from you. It doesn't come from someone else. Your happiness is within you, in your spiritual self. If you've filled up with the Spirit, it's already inside you. All that person should be doing is adding to it. Should just add it to another level so it can expand and explode to share with other people. So as we go through this and as we think about someone else, stop for a second, shoot them a text. If you can't call them, shoot them a text. At least say, hey, I was thinking about you, and I just want to tell you hello. I've had friends hurt themselves, even family members hurt themselves because they were home alone and no one called them or communicated with them. Some people have died in their home for a whole week with no communication. No communication at all. That is sad. That is sad. We don't have not one person checking on that person. That's part of our relationship we're supposed to be building. And as we build that relationship, we should at least have one. You should have a team of five people that you call or text just to check on, just to see, okay, at least daily or every other day, you should have somebody who you call to check on. I don't want to go out by myself. I want somebody to think about Tyrone at least once in a round. At least say, hey, I thought about you. I thought about you. Okay, it's all right. You all right. Okay, well, at least you thought about me. Now, how many of us want that? We want at least someone to smile at us, to at least say, I thought about you. Because it makes you feel good when someone at least say, hey, I see you. Hey, how you doing? When you cross people, you should be saying, hey, how you doing? I got on the elevator just the other day, Friday. Nobody's speaking. Nobody's saying anything. My wife and I, we're the only one talking. Hey, how you doing? How's it going? I mean, people get on the elevator and they don't say nothing to you. I mean, they're quiet. What is wrong with us? Are we losing it? Are we losing it? People want to be seen. They want to be addressed. Where is that gone to? We have lost that ability to, hey, how you doing? How you doing? I see Carr out there. I see Mr. Greg out there. I see Greg Jenkins. Look at Greg. All right. I want you to acknowledge me that you see me. I remember one time I was at work in the military base. Somebody passed me, knew me, didn't say a word. Say they didn't see me. I said, I'm not little. I don't think I'm little. I'm almost 200 pounds. Back then, maybe a little bit over. Maybe about 2-something. Maybe 220, 230. Back in my big boy days. I said, there's no way you didn't see me. You didn't see me? I'm like, what is up? What are we doing? Relationships are built on communication. Communicate with a good heart. Don't communicate evil heart. You got to communicate, I love you. But this might make me feel a little bit awkward or a certain kind of way. That's okay. It's okay to have those moments. But I love you. It's not that I'm taking it personally, but like Maya Angelou said, people forget what you say. They forget what you do. But remember, they always remember how you made them feel. See, the love. Did you feel some love? Did you feel some love in there? That's what you want to feel. You want that warm fuzzy. I don't care if you're a guy. I don't care if you're a woman. You want some warm fuzzy. You want to feel a good certain kind of way. I don't care what nobody say. You want to feel good when you leave up out of there. You don't want to feel like, oh my goodness, really? Is that all you have for me? Is that all you have for me? So this evening, I want you to just tell your significant other something good tonight. Write them a love note, like Ronnie Reagan used to do. Just write them a love note and tell them I just love you something good. Just tell them you want, you just love them good. Just tell them for no reason. I believe you should tell them that every day. Because remember, tomorrow ain't promised to you, like my mama used to say. Tomorrow's not promised to you in that relationship, so you better enjoy that moment, the good, the bad, and the ugly, like I talked about before in a previous podcast. Because remember, let's find your beast with Ty. We're broadcasting on It's All About the Kool-Aid and the relationships, because the Kool-Aid cannot be tart. We don't want no tart Kool-Aid. You can't have no tart Kool-Aid. So put a little sugar in that Kool-Aid when you're talking to people. That's when you get sweetness in the heart. We have to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable in our relationships. Because remember, you just got to go ahead and let free. You just got to go ahead and let it go, especially in your marriages. Because remember, that should be your best friend, is your spouse. Because I believe, and I think other people believe the same way, when it come down and out, when it's time for sickness, the person in your house is going to be your best friend. That's going to be the person that wiping and cleaning you up, taking care of you, making sure that nothing is going on evil with you. Now, I hope you put some good deposits of gold nuggets of love in the relationship account. I believe in putting in nuggets every single day in that account. Write a love note to your partner or your spouse or whoever's in your life that's significant. You need to put some gold love nuggets. Gold love nugget coins. Every day. Because remember, we're trying to use our heart to take us to that next level. We're supposed to love each other. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love each other. As thyself, we got to love each other. Take a step back, love each other. Think, be quick to listen. Be quick to listen now. Slow to speak. Because I want to think about what I want to say to my spouse so that she feels good when I talk to her. Because she know I'm here and I love her. That's what I want us to start doing, spreading the love to each other. We can change things one person at a time. One person at a time if we just start enjoying those moments, just in case as we get older. But I always tell people, death don't have an age on it. One of my friends died at 18 playing basketball. Had a heart attack, just keeled over. Joe just died, keeled over, boom, done. 18, getting ready to start, you know, freshman year playing basketball. Boom. Kill over. Dead. My mama died in front of me when I was 13 years old on the couch. Just went to sleep. Now, that's the way I want to go. Because then there ain't no sickness, no in the hospital. Just go to sleep on the couch. Just go to sleep. I like that. It was peaceful. But we didn't know that she was all of a sudden gone. We ain't have time to say goodbye. You might not have time to say goodbye to person. That's the quality of life. That is the fact of life. You might not have time to say goodbye to someone. If they get in a car accident, don't never come home. There's plenty of people that don't come home. I think they say a suicide rate is 1 every 12 minutes. One every 12 minutes. Look at Robin Williams. He's supposed to be the funny man. Somebody was not checking on him. Someone wasn't checking on him. That's the reason why I have all these different groups. Are you checking on each other? Are you truly checking on me? I probably do most of the calling most of the time, but that's okay. I love you anyway. And then some of my friends shoot me a text. I know they're alive. That's good. So you got to ask yourself, what is your game plan moving forward from today? I think our game plan, just some suggestions, is to five people. Reach out to five people every day. Five people via text, via email, however you communicate the best. Maybe you don't feel like talking. Like me, I like talking. But whatever works for you, five people a day. Five of your close friends, communicate to them. I want you to do that. I want you to use your talents to encourage someone else, to serve someone else. Use your talents to encourage and love and serve someone else. Just treat everyone good. Even the ones that step on your pinky toe, and you know the ones that kind of just irritate you, and you're like, ooh, you want to be mad with them. Now, I done seen people at church, they mad with somebody, and I'm like, we can't be mad with people in church. What's going on? But they're just people. It don't matter where you at. We mad at people wherever. Learn to become more yourself. Communicate good things to yourself in the mirror. I want you to do your mirror talk. That starts our relationship. How our relationship is with us, ourselves, how we look, how we feel. We got to stop picking on ourselves. You're not going to look like such and such and such and such and such and such. Cut it out. Just stop. That relationship needs to end. That relationship needs to stop. Because you can't be that person. There's only one of you. So you might as well be you. Stop trying to be somebody else. Just stop it. Stop looking at the TV. Oh, I want to be like that. I want to be the... Yeah, I won't be like that person. I can't be that person. I cannot be that person. I only can be me. That's it. I can't be nothing but the best version of me. That's it. So stop it. Choose something kind to say to someone. Even if they act ugly. Choose something kind to say. If we renew our mind and we renew what we're doing every single morning, wash your face. Wash your face. Wash all that dirtiness off your face from yesterday, whatever happened yesterday. Your day might have went crazy like mine was on Monday. But guess what? I'm here and I'm shaking it off. Wash your face. This is a new day. Wash your face in the evening. No, I'm going to bed peaceful, regardless of what went on. Because at the end of the day, if you had 2 weeks to live, what would you be truly worried about? Ask yourself that. What would you truly worry about if you only had 2 weeks to live? Would you be worried about all this rut race, all this rut row? Of all this stuff going on, all this craziness going on at work, you wouldn't even be worried about half of that. You'd be like, man, I care less about it. I'm trying to be at peace as I go out. Now, one thing we like to do a lot of times, we like to borrow trouble. Don't borrow trouble. And don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow already has its own set of worries, own set of obstacles that's going to happen, and you can't control it. Now, if you're a controller, you might as well stop it. I used to want to be a controller. I wanted to control time. Every minute was filled time. And then I realized I can't control time. I can't control what happens. I can't control other people. I can't control no one but me. That's the only person I can control. Even though you think you're in charge of a section, you're not. You're really not in control. Because they're going to do what they're going to do. It's like a coach, the best coaches on the team. They have these teams with these super coaches, and their team just fall apart. Now, here this team going in, didn't lose no games, and all of a sudden they fell apart because they didn't follow the game plan. They did what they wanted to do. Now, sometimes it is the coach's fault if they gave the team bad advice. Now, that's their fault. But I'm talking about when they didn't execute, your team didn't execute, you can't control them. All you can do is encourage them, find out what went wrong, and let's regroup and restart again. Okay? Now, you have different types of people out there, and we need to understand that. That's the reason why our communication is sometimes off. You have people that are talkers. Okay, that's me. You have people that are doers. That's me too. And you have thinkers. Okay, I like to think. And then you have a little mix of feelers. I have feelers too. And then you got them stinkers. You know them people that stinky? I ain't talking about older stinky. I'm talking about attitude stinky. Write down that person's name who's stinky. No matter what's going on, they got stink all over their attitude. They got to be washed in some love soap. They got to be washed in love soap. They got to feel good. They got to tell something good. Now, as we talk about our evening rotation here, our evening washing our face and getting all that what happened today off our face, one thing I want you to think of is love. Think of the people that you love in your life. Think of the five things that you're grateful for. Not things that you're grateful for, not things, because things are only temporary, but five people that you're grateful for. I want you to think of those people when you start to get that stinking thinking in your brain cells and you start to get that funk on you. You start getting that anxiety, get a little depression. All of us do. All of us get a little bit every now and then, get a little touch. It's all who stays there the longest. Don't stay in there. Come on out. So as we talk about different things in life, and as we take a step back in our evening restoration, we talked about building relationships. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. Because remember, we don't know when life is going to take us. We don't know when the clock is going to stop. So I challenge you today to at least call, text, email, however you want to do it. Reach out, message people, however you want to do it. Five people, at least five. I don't want to overwhelm you. Five people. That's your homework. Five people a day. Reach out to them and at least let them know that, hey, I care about you. I care about you. You matter to me. I just want you to know that. Just in case I don't get to tell you that, in the next breath or the next moment of life. Because what we're doing is we're spreading the love. We're spreading that love all over the map. We want to paint that love picture to everyone that we know, just in case we get that pause button of life and we get to stop. That's it. We're done. I told you there's plenty of people in my life that have died in front of me. My mama died in front of me when I was 13. My sister died, 41. So death don't have an age on it. After working in NICU, I realized little babies, they die too. Little children, they die too. Even when you know your kids are acting up, they're not acting up. Because there are plenty of times I know I acted up. My mama was like Madea. And I know I used to run and she couldn't catch me at all. I used to take off. I said, I'm running. If I'm going to get my whipping, I might as well get my whipping later. And later tonight, about 7, 8 o'clock when the light, you know, the street lights have to come on. You have to be on the porch. So I figured I might as well save my butt whipping for later. I don't know if any of y'all did that, but I was smart. I figured I'm already due for a butt whipping. Well, the butt whipping gonna be when she tired, not when she at full strength. All right. So remember, take a step. Let's stop worrying. Let's start loving each other. Take a step back. Reach out to 5 people a day. As we call it, quits. If anyone have any comments or any additions or add-ons, please put it in the comments, because some of our homework is to tell 5 people that you matter. You matter to me. You, my friend. Call them however you want to do it. If you want to hear their voice. And remember to be patient, kind, and loving to each other. Regardless they step on your pinky toe, I want you to take a step back and think about those things. Those things are going to keep us solid and grounded as we move forward in life. Be a good person. Like one of my friends, he had the circle, the good circle of humans. The good circle of humans. I think she's on too. But those are things that I think, if you want to be on the podcast, shoot me a message. I would love to be like Steve Harvey, Oprah, and ask good people good questions. But it's always good to see you virtually, see you out there, and no more stinking thinking. We're going to come out of the stinking thinking. There's plenty of people in the hospital. They're in rehab. They don't hurt themselves. And things are going on that could be a little worse than you. So just be grateful that we're upright. We can see things. We're doing good here. Remember, awaken your soul. And let someone else know that you matter. Thank you very much. This is Ty, Find Your Beast with Ty. You're welcome to listen to podcasts here on It's All About the Kool-Aid and Relationships. Remember, we don't want no tart Kool-Aid. We need some of that sweet love sugar in the Kool-Aid in the relationships. Thank you very much. I'll talk at you. Thank you.